The next patient is Charika Wooden. The last name is Woodenshakeerah. Charika Wooden. Wooden and Charika Shakeerah. This is the clinical case of a 44-year-old African-American female that is on dialysis since March of 2021. Period. This patient has an underlying disease that is associated to the presence of uncontrolled hypertension and nephrosclerosis, period. The patient has been overweight most of her life, and she was not careful in controlling the blood pressure, and is now with end-stage renal disease, receiving dialysis 3 times a week. The patient, throughout the hemodialysis period, has been a very compliant patient. She is following in detail all the recommendations that we give, takes the medications as prescribed, and the chemistry has been very stable. He has been losing weight and is in the process of being evaluated for a kidney transplant. From the Rubio systems, the patient denies the presence of general malaise, fever or shaking chills in the cardiovascular. She denies the presence of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, no cough, no sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GU unremarkable, and musculoskeletal unremarkable. To a physical examination, well developed, overweight, alert, oriented, in no distress. The blood pressure is 130/70. The respiratory rate is 16. The temperature is 97.8, and the pulse is 68. The head is normal cephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes normal conjunctiva, normal sclera. The mouth well papillary tone, no evidence of pharyngeal infection. The neck is supple, no jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The heart is regular and rhythm. The abdomen is soft, depressible, without rebound or guarding. She has a very thick abdominal fat pad. Genitalia is with a normal limits, extremities, faint pulses, and no evidence of edema. The patient has an AV fistula that is in the left arm that is functioning well. The assessment, end-stage renal disease, number 2, anemia related to CKD, number 2, secondary hyperparathyroidism, number 3, hyperphosphatemia, following number, overweight. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension. In the plan, we are going to continue with the kidney transplant evaluation.